WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. From powerful storms to excessive heat, extreme weather is gripping much of the nation. We begin with sweltering hot temps for millions of people from Minnesota to Florida. CBS's Roxana Saberi is in Chicago.
Conditions here could get dangerous, especially for schools without adequate air conditioning. Some are starting late or moving to remote learning.
It makes it a hard environment for the kids to learn in.
In Kansas City, feels like temperatures soared to 116, and in Minneapolis, 113.
Meanwhile, Harold has weakened to a tropical depression now. Here's CBS's Christiane Benavides.
Tropical storm Harold brought sustained winds of 50 miles per hour as it slammed into the Texas Gulf Coast on Monday, knocking out power to thousands and flooding streets in Corpus Christi.
We're not scanning down yet.
Jesse Gilbert, president of the Texas State Aquarium, says they've learned from past storms how to keep their animals and employees safe.
We've been through Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Hannah in the last couple of years, so those were pretty catastrophic storms in some cases, so we plan and prepare for this quite a bit.
It's been over 2 weeks since wildfires ravaged parts of Maui, and there are still more than 1,000 people missing. Police Chief John Pelletier says the search is challenging.
We're not recovering whole bodies. I think I talked about it before. We're picking up ash. Some of it's crumbling.
The death toll stands at 115. A black FedEx driver who says two white men chased and shot at him in Mississippi last year has now been fired from his job. Correspondent Jim Crisula.
25-year-old D. Monterio Gibson says he feels, quote, disrespected by FedEx after getting an email from the company about his firing. Late last week, a judge cited police errors in declaring a mistrial for the father and son charged in the attack.
UPS workers will stay on the job after they approved a new five-year contract. Cornell University labor expert Arthur Wheaton.
There were significant gains in this contract for all levels, especially for the lower tiers, ending the tiers, some important changes like Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, no forced overtime on your scheduled days off.
No deal yet to get writers and actors back to work.
What do we want?
They joined forces Tuesday for a National Day of Solidarity rally outside Disney in Burbank, California. SAG-AFTRA said in a statement, "Together we are showing corporate America that when we fight, we win." Actors have been on the picket line since July. The Writers Guild has been on strike since May 2nd. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. You'll find complete coverage of the first Republican presidential debate all day on your local Civic Media radio station.
All the show hosts will be broadcasting from the Deer District in Milwaukee. Listen live starting at 8 a.m. Then join Todd Alba and Kristen Bry at 6 as they talk with state and national political experts.
Special live coverage of the Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee all day Wednesday, August 23rd on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Did you know every 10 years, based on the latest census population information, state officials redraw voting district boundaries? Sounds fair until redistricting becomes gerrymandering. It's described as manipulating the boundaries to favor one party or class. Those at the nonpartisan Brennan Center call gerrymandering as old as the United States, but also say regardless of the party responsible, it isn't fair to the voters. Still, Congress voted not to pass reform legislation last year. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline.
Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I feel like this is the calm before the storm, the Tuesday before the non-debate Wednesday.
No, there's a debate Wednesday, man.
If there's a debate and Donald Trump doesn't attend, does anybody care?
Yeah, because there's actually going to be somebody on that stage that probably will be the top of the ticket and not in a jail cell, or at least you're running for his life.
I'm less clear how that would work. don't the Republican voters still have the right to choose their convicted nominee? Soon to be convicted nominee. I think they've got a big problem at the top of the ticket. I'm not sure how you're going to solve it when the voters, when the cult members want them some Donald Trump.
I'm not a great legal mind like James Santel or Maggie Dawn, but if he's convicted, say, in the January 6th, before he,
I'll appeal.
But doesn't it, if you're a felon, doesn't that keep you off the ballot in some states?
Good luck. And what army? It would take a lot of legal challenges around the nation. And what would they say? Let the people decide. Let the people decide, right? Although I can't think that's a winning electoral formula. Hey, I've only been convicted 91 times. It's a witch hunt.
Yeah, so, but there are other Republicans. Who's going to pick it up after the Don is gone? That's what we're talking about here. That's why it matters. I know you still think it's going to be Trump, and we'll see. I'm less clear. I think it's very foggy between now and then.
You know what's going to happen? You want to know what's going to happen? Here's what's going to happen. Trump will be your nominee because they're not going to get a trial off between now and Super Tuesday. And sort of the winner take all formula of the Republican primary season, they're going to run the table. Trump's going to run the table. And effectively, he's going to be the nominee, at least electorally. He's going to capture enough electoral votes for the nominating process on the Republican side. Not the big enchilada, just the little one. But here's the problem. Somewhere along the line, he is going to go to trial. And in probability, Dom, I would say the evidence is strong in a multitude of jurisdictions. There's a good probability this guy's getting convicted somewhere of something. And he's already going to be the nominee. And the Republicans then have a desperate problem, right? Well, how do you withdraw after he's won the nomination? You're going to take it from him? you and what army, right? Because he's going to say, I'm on appeal. You can't take it away from me. I mean, they were worried about the delegates not voting for Trump. That's why he brought in Paul Manafort back in 2016, dude.
Right. There was already an issue at the convention that Trump was at, right? There already had, now there's going to be even a bigger issue. If all that comes to fruition, Crudy, what do you think is going to happen? That party is already eating itself. It's going to divide. It's going to be crazy. That's what it's going to be. But here's the problem.
It's not getting any better.
All that is normal math, man. That's not, I'm talking quantum physics, man. I'm talking crazy math. I'm talking beautiful mind math. I mean, you're assuming between now and then Donald Trump doesn't go after Mike Pence and, you know, break any number of rules of his bail. I mean, there's so many pitfalls for this guy. We were talking about it yesterday. What will Donald Trump, what will it
he
be
would
for him
run from jail? He would run from jail.
If
the only way you get out of jail is by winning the presidency,
yes,
you're a motivated candidate.
If you are literally in jail, you think that that's not have zero effect on anybody else, any of the primary voters or any of that kind of stuff. All that stuff's going to be done before then. I mean, Donald Trump could be in a holding cell prior to, because if he freaks out and starts threatening people, well, that's going to be problematic.
That's a lot of speculative math. I'm talking about the real math.
But that real math assumes regular, normal times. And these ain't it.
No, these are exceptional times, Tom, because no party in its right mind would ever nominate a guy who's been under four different jurisdictions, 91 felonious criminal indictments. No one would ever find someone like that appealing on the top of their ticket, except this Republican Party. That's the craziest thing, Tom. You're right. These are not normal times, because anyone else would get rid of Trump long before the RNC comes to Milwaukee next year. Can't wait. I mean, this is all going to happen in our backyard. We get to be there. We'll have front row seats for the political circus, Tom. But the greater point is they don't have the courage to turn against Trump in any real fashion. I don't mean, you know, a couple of Chris Christie's and Asa Hutchinson's out there. I'm talking about the establishment, the party, everyone. Full bore, all hands on deck, turn against the man now. But they will not, because they fear that would disaffect the Trump voters. And if they don't get the Trump voters to turn out, well, they can't win the congressional races and the Senate races. They need Trump on the ballot to turn the voters out, too. They also need him there. So they have this exceptional, I would call it fire and frying pan sort of quandary, Dom, because they need him on that ballot. Yet any logical, sane, rational party would exorcise the demon that is Donald Trump, but they will not. They will nominate him, and they're going to have a hell of a problem on their hands. So it's going to make for a fun show.
It is. It's going to be in Milwaukee, which is the worst part, man. I want the Proud Boys marching down the street. I mean, it's going to be GOP versus MAGA. You know, if Trump makes it to where you say he is, and I agree, under normal circumstances, I would concur. But again, this is not those things. I mean, Judge Michael Luttig on MSNBC right now, you know, this venerable, respected, highly respected Republican jurist. Trump is a clear and present danger to American democracy. I mean, everywhere you turn,
anybody who's
not a raging, you know, 3% or Proud Boy MAGA, they're all having these same conversations. And I cannot imagine that these same conversations were being had, you know, 12 months ago. And it's hard for me to imagine that these same conversations are going to be had 12 months from now. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be a whole lot of life between now and then. I don't see how this comes to fruition. Normal math says, yes, Crudy, absolutely, you're right. But Donald Trump could threaten, you know, a judge tomorrow and get thrown in the clink. The next thing you know, he's not going to Iowa. You know what I mean? I mean, he might send some surrogates, but it's gonna have a mark on some more people. And the more and more he chips away and stays as crazy as he is. As crazy as he is, Crudy, what he say? He was like truth, you know, like, oh, my $200,000 bail. You know, what do you think? I'm going to go to Russia and be with a golden dome with Pootie Poot? I mean, this is what he's saying. The guy It's the pressure is getting to him. The organization's falling. People are showing up. Did you know that, you know, a year from ago that we'd have four indictments against the former president today, Crudy? That if you didn't, it's hard to imagine and predict where we're going to be a year from now.
You don't think that I could predict criminal indictments were going to come down? Now, the specific jurisdiction and the specific charges, no. I'll grant you that. But indictments? Yeah, pretty damn predictable. I'm just saying, fella. I saw that coming from like 3 years away, right? I mean, how many times have we heard, all I need is 11,780 votes? I mean, there's the smoking gun. Where are the indictments? I've been waiting for the indictments since July 5th of 2020, and that was before July 6th happened, right? So
January 6th, yes.
January 6th, thank you. July, January, you know. Christmas in July? Dom, so, you know, yes, absolutely. A year ago? I mean, I perhaps would have thought it aspirational, like I think you are when you think someone's going to throw the former president in jail for running at the mouth. Good luck with that. I mean, really, I don't think that's going to happen. I wish it would.
Why don't you think
wishing it so is not going to make it so.
If we all agree that this man cannot contain himself, what would stop any of these judges from engaging in what they would do with anybody?
Do you want to know realistically?
Yes.
He's all bark, no bite. He has been calling for the mob since the indictments in Miami, since the multiple indictments. How many times has he put on Truthy Social, protest? I mean, hell, Rachel Maddow did a whole show about it, basically last night on MSNBC. The absence of the mob. He's calling them right now, Dom, and they're not showing up for the man. Now, they will at the ballot box, strangely, surprisingly, but the enthusiasm to January 6th to get him on the streets, to get them violently incensed, he doesn't have that kind of power anymore. He lacks that juice. Kind
of plan. He lacks the organization. There's plenty of lone wolves. They'll absolutely respond to that, and the crazies are out there. Now, a lot of those folks that would have been, you know, the tip of the spear that were down for it, well, they're sitting in a jail cell themselves, or perhaps a little less eager to jump in and follow Trump, knowing what's happened to the other folks that have done so. So, okay, so he's less effective at threatening than he was. That's not a reason, man. If Donald Trump says, I want this guy dead, I want his family dead, I want his house burned to the ashes, I want to go there and, you know what I'm saying? Someone's going to do something about it. A judge will do something about that. Otherwise, we don't have a justice system.
Do you realize our entire first segment is off script? We don't put a lot of scripting in, but we promised ourselves today we would talk a little policy.
Yes.
Yesterday, CG chastised us. You guys never talk about the great Trump policies. And we did question, like what? Tax cut? Drill, baby, drill? Something like that. So today, Dom, we internally, you and I, in preparation for the greatest radio show ever on this Tuesday afternoon, said we'll talk some policy. So when we come back, we'll do just that. We're going to lead back with Donald Trump's signature policy, Foxconn. Remember Foxconn, CJ? A lot of investment, a lot of promises made, not so many promises kept. Let's talk Foxconn. I kind of feel like the whole state of Wisconsin got Foxconned. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates, a Foxconned Tuesday edition. Welcome to it.
Foxconn is dead.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. this morning and continues until 9 p.m. tonight. An excessive heat watch begins at 9 p.m. tonight and continues until 8 p.m. Thursday night. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 69. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 97. Lows around 74 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines always at 844-967-2789.
You know, I've still got Bob's ashes. Literally and figuratively.
Yep.
Don, we've been getting some text, and you know, we got this shiny Civic Media app, and if you go to it, you can text us, and it goes right to Crudy's phone. I see what you're writing out there, people. Now, first and foremost, there's Jeff from Sherwood. He's become a frequent flyer of late. Jeff text, okay, boys, I'm thinking you missed your window to get me served with that restraining order for tomorrow at the coin. And since Terry never kicked me out, my plan is to Uber on down, kind of a free pass to drink too much. So Jeff from Sherwood's coming down to be overserved at the Roman coin. Tomorrow, we're partying live with the people, Dom. Some might not have heard the big news, but we're going to be there pre-Milwaukee presidential debate. And perhaps we'll talk some policy. We got a couple of fine guests joining us. We got Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. Well, she's Maggie Dawn. And she, of course, does a fine 6 o'clock show right here on the Civic Media Network. And we got Morning Cannoli's own host, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, friend of ours. He also joining us at the coin. Do we have time to sign, Tom? I'm letting you organize the panel.
We're working out. We'll figure it out. It's a work in process. But we have the guarantees of showing up and hanging out.
So Jeff from Sherwood, apparently he's interested. You did make a Facebook event so people can, you know, click their interest levels. But I can tell you, we'll be there with or without you. Right. And you can't worry about the people not at the party. You got to have fun with the people at the party. Here's another nice text. Mike, listening from Madison. Hey, Crudy, let Earl know that I could not donate blood last month, but I just did today. This is my 32nd pint, totaling 4 gallons.
Wow.
Mike from Madison. Well done, sir. You know, the Civic Pints, I think they extended that into the month of August. So, Mike, I hope you took a social media selfie. If you didn't yet, put it up. Hashtag Civic Pints. I think they're giving away Brewers tickets and other fine swag and stuff. But, Dom, tomorrow, we may come bearing some swag. I got some WAUK swag. I got some Civic Media swag. I got stickers and T-shirts and all kinds of fun stuff.
Oh, really?
You know what T-shirt. I do not have?
What?
Devil's Advocate swag. There has been some recent rekindling of demand for the swag, Don. People are asking. They're asking me, like I've got some control over swag production. I don't have a swag factory out back, folks. Yeah. So we'll see what we can do. Excellent. Mike from Madison, if you're at the party tomorrow at the Roman Coin, swag for you. And Mark is texting out, Mark from the SAC, Foxconn. And the gift goes on and on and on. We'll get there in just a minute. What else? Someone about a Fig Newton. I don't quite understand that. I'm leaving that one alone. Maggie Dawn apparently likes the Fig Newtons. I'm not quite sure what that means.
I love Fig Newtons. One of my favorite cookies.
Bad. No, I know Maggie's in the column with you. Fig Newton, amongst the worst of all the cookies.
Oh.
I'm not a fan of the fig. I mean, who needs Fig Nougat in a cookie? And I don't care how, you know, like fresh it is. Like Maggie's like, oh.
Oh, yes.
You got to have it fresh. You know, the cookie's got to be cookie-ish. And
Yep.
The nougat's got to be nougat-y. Right. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, man, they're gross, stale, or otherwise.
Well, then, I mean, I'm not saying it's my favorite cookie, but it's a fine cookie. Well, what would you prefer, Curdy? If you had a choice of a buffet and got all the cookies there, what would you take?
Well, I would want all the cookies, first and foremost. Well, you know, I would go with, like, you know, the best cookie ever was the warm chocolate chip cookie getting on a Midwestern Airlines flight. Best care in the air. Remember those cookies?
I certainly do. Yes. We were last ones out of plane one time. We got like a stack of them because we're the last ones there, like 20 of them. Oh, so good.
I also like the macadamia nut cookies, the white ones. They got the nuts sticking out. And of course, I'm down for like the peanut butter cookies. Any variant on the peanut butter, I'm good with.
Yeah, love the peanut butter. What a good old-fashioned sugar cookie. No sugar.
You know, I get enough sugar intake.
Though. I mean, are you like a milk dunker? I mean, or just eat it raw? Or
I'm not a milk guy. Don't like milk. Skip the milk.
How about like ice cream? You like ice cream?
I like the frozen custard they have down at Culver's. Although I think that stuff's particularly fattening.
So like an Oreo cookie, dunk it in a you know, cold glass of milk. That's not your jam.
I like the Oreo, and I might lick the, you know, the filling out. You know, lick it off, and then eat the cookie. But no, I'm not.
Is that what you sound like when you lick off the frosting?
I suspect I might. I've never really tested.
I was like, you're taking the whole roll, Crudy. I mean, easy, buddy.
If you have an Oreo, I will test this theory. Remember that girl that threatened me with banana bread the one time?
Didn't someone bring some banana bread?
Yes.
Yes.
And then the audience brought banana bread. Here's what I would say. Today or tomorrow, although I'm kind of hungry now, anyone that brings cookies or anything resembling a cookie buffet, or you show up tomorrow with some cookies, skip the Fig Newtons, though. None of those, please. You can bring them right down here at 202 State Street. We're above the Comedy on State, Suite 200. I'm in the studio, glass front. Let's put some cookies out here. I'll eat them. I'll be like Santa Claus. I'll eat them.
You didn't even
you know what out of those man. Cookies?
Hey, Curdy, you know, the Fig Newton, they have different kinds. Like, you fill them with, like, strawberries and other. I mean, what about one of those? If it wasn't a fig filling, it was like a strawberry or an apple filling.
Maybe. I'd prefer like a pie filled with cherry, like cherry pie with some ice cream. And maybe,
oh, you see? All right,
and maybe you a little slice and a glass of milk? Cheddar.
Oh, no milk?
Diet do.
Gross.
It's kind of gross. The saccharin and the aspartame reacting with the cane sugar and the berry tartness.
Oh. Wow. All right, we're going to talk some Foxconn. We're going to talk some Donald Trump policy and some pies. When we come back, your calls as well, 844-967-2789.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Millions across the country are dealing with the return of super hot temperatures. CBS's Roxana Saberi in Chicago.
People have come out here to the shore of Lake Michigan to cool off and enjoy the breeze as temperatures rise. An excessive heat warning goes into effect when this region could feel as warm as 115 degrees.
Harold is now a tropical depression. The storm brought 50-mile-per-hour winds as it slammed into the Texas Gulf Coast. Maui Police Chief John Pelletier with an update on the search for those missing from the deadly wildfires.
Every single structure or area that's been damaged by the fire is being and will be searched for human remains so that we can recover our loved ones.
There are still over 1,000 people still unaccounted for. 115 people are confirmed dead. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Is for Kluki, that's good enough for me.
60% of the time, Kluki, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Is for Kluki, that's good enough for
Welcome
me.
Welcome back to the Kluki, Devil's Kluki, Advocates Radio Show, a Foxconn Tuesday. But it could be for cookies as well. You got the conversation started, Tom. You know, now you got me thinking about cookies. I swear to God, if someone brings me cookies, A, you will be eternally immortalized on the greatest radio show ever, and B, I will eat those cookies and I will be crumbing all over myself. I've already got spots on the shirt. I'm wearing a Civic Media shirt. For a while, this was the only Civic Media shirt, like in the whole corporation, and I got stains on it. So I might as well have some cookie stains to match.
I mean, when in Rome.
You could fire up the one of our listeners could be pulling in the driveway right now. Go fire up the oven. Put some cookies in. I could have them by the end of the hour, Dom.
Well, they could still be warm, Crudy.
Oh, those would be so good. If you loved me, you'd bring me cookies.
You won't get no cookies.
202 State Street, bring them down. Or you could bring cookies to the Roman Coin tomorrow, and I might share with Dom. Or loose joints. He takes those too. 847 2789. Kathy from Madison. Welcome, Kathy. What do you got for us?
Hi, Kathy.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Couple of things. I just live a couple of, on the 1400 block of Williamson Street, a mile and a half from the square. So I imagine I'll visit your new new site sometime soon. But do you like your chocolate chip cookies with or without nuts?
Oh, surprise me, Kathy. I like them with nuts. With nuts, oh, good, Kathy. Good. Come on, doesn't everybody?
No, yes. No.
Well, I prefer them. I'll eat them anyway, but, you know.
Yeah, me too.
Better with nuts. So,
but
I really do like Fig Newtons once in a while, and I haven't even honestly thought about them for a while, but, they're not too sweet.
Right.
Any Newton, really, but Fig Newtons, I like just fine.
Kathy, I feel like we're entirely off topic. Are you sharing the cookies or what?
Oh. No.
Oh! Well, that was breaking my heart.
But my... Well, you don't have to eat them, you know. So, my question was about what do you think about the maggots that are going to watch the Trump thing tomorrow night? I'm going to watch the show, if it's on TV, I guess, if, you know, where you're at in Milwaukee, for sure. But how many do you think of loyals or Trump's loyal supporters are going to watch his show instead of the other one?
You know, Kathy, it will be a hard choice. Scott Walker will be certainly a man divided against himself. Right. Because the debate at the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee tomorrow, that's supposed to be the big event, right? And there'll be about 4,000 or 5,000 donors and VIPs and Republican stars in attendance. Perhaps we'll get to a few of the luminaries that are scheduled. I hear three toes coming. But in terms of who's going to watch this event on the boob tube, no more than 10 million. Without Trump, it's going to be a depressing number. That's exactly what Trump's trying to do to Fox News. Stick it to him. Of course, he's going to Tucker, who used to be on the Foxy News channel, but of course they had their parting, right? Tucker got fired. I'm not sure what the platform is. Do we know how the Trump counter programming is going to be delivered?
I'm assuming Twitter, but I haven't seen. But Trump did truthy out today, all caps. I will be very busy tomorrow night. Enjoy! 3 exclamation points.
Very busy. Does that mean he's going to crash the party, Dom? Does Trump crash? Does he show up in Milwaukee?
No, man, they announced
Trump Force One.
It's already done. We can perhaps get into it the next hour, but yeah, he's not one of the eight. Let's put it that way.
I'm a little disappointed. I see Kathy still listening. Kathy, I really thought you were bringing cookies.
I think she was thinking about it, like bring them around sometime, but now you're being so demanding. I think you should just be patient and grateful and hope that Kathy actually comes through at some point in the future. Thank you, Kathy.
What about today, Kathy? In the future, during this program, while I'm still hungry.
Don't worry, Kathy. Crudy will be hungry in the future, too.
I went to a place on State Street today, and I was looking at the dessert, and there is a place right around the corner, Dom, and you've seen it, because we go to the bar right next to the chocolate fudge place. Oh, my God. It smells like chocolate on State Street constantly on this 200 block. The temptation, Dom. It's right there for me. Yet it's got to be 200 yards away. I could never make it there, get a Traverse City cherry ice cream cone, and get back here on the air in time. Maybe at the top of the hour. We'll see. But if someone could bring the cookies to me, that would be exceptional. But it would have to be in a timely fashion with alacrity. I would want the imminent delivery of cookies.
Imminent, right. Good luck.
Not like a Georgia indictment. I want them, in a timely, while I'm still salivating fashion. I'm like Pavlov's dog over here. We've brought up the topic. Now I must be satiated.
I have a feeling you're like this a lot, Curdy. A lot of salivating all the time.
What about the Foxconn? Are we getting there, Dom? Talk policy and cookies, but some policy. Let me start so I can take my mind off the lack of cookies. Talking to you, Kathy. Trump promised this Wisconsin town a manufacturing boom, much like I was promised cookies, Dom. it never arrived. I hope I am not as heartbroken as Mount Pleasant must be. Janine Whalen at the Washington Post, Dateline Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin. You can hear us there on WRJN. Also, Packers Saturday. A 30-minute drive from the site of this week's Republican debate in Milwaukee stands a mysterious glass globe that has come to symbolize the failure of one of the Republican frontrunner and former President Donald Trump's big promises. Well, Trump came to town. He broke some ground. He talked about the eighth wonder of the world. Did he not? We've got some of the sound. Nate, if you'd be so kind, let's hear Trump talking about the Foxconn. Here's the policy, CJ. Let him have it.
Everybody wanted Foxconn. I hate to say it. If I didn't get elected, they wouldn't be in this country. They would not have done this in this country. I think you know that very well.
So attracting Foxconn, that was a big win for Donald Trump. Oh, let's not forget. Who was the gubernator that threw that Hail Mary? Here, take all of Wisconsin's money, Foxconn. Why wasn't
it? He was trying to create 250,000 jobs, Crudy. I mean, what
desperately
would you
trying, desperately trying. Of course, he had the reelective campaign. He was running against, I guess, eventually it was Tony Evers that took his ass out, you know, shortly after signing on the back of the napkin and making a $4.5 billion deal with a foreign corporation on behalf of the taxpayers of the state of Wisconsin. Again, these are the policies of your party, CJ. And Robin Voss was the shepherd on the legislative side, talking about the well-paying $13 an hour jobs. That's all they were promising when they dropped the Foxconn deal. What'd Scott Walker say at the time? Play it for the people, if you would, Nate.
Foxconn will help Wisconsin win the 21st century.
Did we win the 21st century, Tom? Have we won the 21st century?
So much winning.
I'm not clear that we won the 21st century.
I'm sick of winning because it's been so much winning.
Well, let's go back to the glass sphere, Dom, and the Washington Post reporting. The 100-foot-tall sphere is one of a few buildings on a largely empty plot of land bigger than three Central Parks. The globe's owner, Taiwanese manufacturer Foxconn, calls it a high-performance computing data center. But local residents say they've seen few signs of life at the building. Last year, a local catering company announced that outside groups could rent the space for events.
Ooh.
The orb, it's an orb, Dom, and three partially used buildings nearby are nothing like the giant manufacturing campus with 13,000 high-tech jobs that Trump and Foxconn promised 5 years ago when Trump, welding a golden shovel, oh, he was shoveling it, for the groundbreaking, called the project the eighth wonder of the world. Instead, the orb is the butt of local jokes. And statewide, right here on the Devil's Advocates. It looks to me like some sort of low-rent Epcot Center. What almost turns into comedy is that they're renting it out for banquets, said Kelly Gallagher, head of the local government watchdog group. It might be funny, she added, except that local and state governments spent roughly $500 million to buy land, bulldoze houses, and build infrastructure for an unfulfilled manufacturing megasite that was supposed to include dozens of futuristic buildings and a factory to produce flat panel displays for televisions.
Flat panel displays. How, remember that? Remember that was like the first idea.
Well, it was going to be 10 G's, but the Dave Scott Walker actually made the announcement at the event. He made up. It was like 8.5 G's when Scott Walker told the story. Dom, Foxconn today does some manufacturing at the site where the company says it employs 1,000 people. That's like one
really
13th of what they promised, Dom. They employ 1,000 people. They claim building computer servers for data centers and electronic devices for solar panels. But so far, it hasn't been the massive investment that Trump and firm initially touted. Here's a quote. The enormous debt and financial exposure we took on and that still hangs above us was built on promises that I really don't believe Foxconn had any intention of fulfilling, said Gallagher, who recently lost her bid to unseat the village president, a supporter of the Foxconn project. As of 2024, presidential campaign gets underway. The economy is front and center with candidates of all stripes, Dom, pledging they can do better, a better job of steering the nation's growth. The stalled dreams of this town of 27,000 are a reminder that those promises don't always work out as planned.
Especially when they're delivered by Donald Trump and Scott Walker, Crudy. I'll jump in here, Crute. The ill-fated project, backed by heavy state and municipal spending, comes as the federal government is pouring tens of billions of dollars into subsidizing domestic manufacturing, hoping the funds will help spur projects that might otherwise not happen. A quote from David Merriman, a professor of public policy at the University of Illinois, Chicago: "It's very easy for things to go awry in a big way." Yeah, no kidding, David. The standard should be, if it doesn't make economic sense to do the project,
it never did.
Don't do the project. There's got to be some spillover benefits beyond the developer. The original Foxconn deal signed in 2017 called for Wisconsin to provide the firm with nearly $3 billion in tax credits if it created 13,000 jobs at a $10 billion state-of-the-art factory for the production of LCDs, the flat screens used in television and other electronics. Seeing little progress, the state under new Democratic Governor Tony Evers significantly scaled down the deal after Trump left the White House in 2021, reducing the tax credits Foxconn was eligible to receive up to $80 million if the company created 1,500 jobs in high tech in a tech and manufacturing campus. Pardon me. Many critics say the original promises were never destined to be kept. Trump and the GOP were looking for a quick political win from the deal, while Foxconn was hoping to placate the Trump administration to stop it from hiking import tariffs on the iPhones the firm was assembling in China, said Gordon Hintz, a Democrat and a former minority leader in the state Wisconsin State Assembly. "It was all about politics," Hintz said in an interview. "You had a swing state. President Trump needed the win. And from Foxconn's standpoint, President Trump had threatened tariffs on electronics import for Foxconn. It was always about evading tariffs." A Foxconn spokesman said the firm makes business decisions based on market demand and opportunities that strengthen the long-term corporate health of the group and our shareholders. Referring to the renegotiation of the deal, the company said the macroeconomic and industry sector challenges require the ability to adjust quickly to market demand. Yeah, Crudy's like building an airplane while you're taking off. I'm going to circle back and we'll figure out. We'll go to a meeting. I mean, you know, jumping a shark over here, Crudy. Company said it remains committed to Wisconsin, looks forward to growing with the state, county, and village.
Paint me skeptical. Me and Ron Johnson are suspicious, Dom.
You can infer the corruption.
Well, that and the fact that I'm hungry. Makes me a little hangry. I need some cookies, man. When are the cookies arriving, Dom? You could be the most powerful human in my life by delivering. I don't want some damn granola bar. I want a warm, fresh out of the oven, listener baked cookie, Dom. If you truly love me and you want to continue to hear me on the radio, I'm going to need some cookies. Preferably chocolate chip. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Your phone calls could be next. Foxconn. The policies of Donald Trump. That was for you, CJ.
Experience the magic. Joy Engine presents Nightlife. Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. The dazzling live spectacle brings 4D projection mapping technology to Milwaukee's iconic historic Mitchell neighborhood. A multi-story building at 710 West Historic Mitchell Street will serve as the mesmerizing backdrop for the show. Nightlife will feature a fashion show, a variety of local vendors, dance performances, and music. After sundown, the event will set the grounds alight with an amazing motion graphic show. Families with children will have plenty of options to indulge in memory-making activities throughout the festival's run, including a life-size light bright wall and a hands-on multilingual exhibit presented by PNC Bank. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event, Nightlight, presented by Joy Engine, where art comes to life. Log on joyengine.com/nightlight. That's joyengine.com/NITLIGHT. Light. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. An excessive heat warning begins at 10 a.m. this morning and continues until 9 p.m. tonight. An excessive heat watch begins at 9 p.m. tonight and continues until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. 69 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 97 tomorrow. 74 tomorrow night, mainly clear. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your calls welcome at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, before we get back to the beautiful people coming in attendance to the RNC debate tomorrow night, you know, these are some luminaries. Let's get to the phone. Perhaps Teresa's got cookies to offer me. I'm quite hungry. Teresa from Lodi, welcome. What do you got for us?
Uh-oh.
I heard cookies, Teresa. Try again. Oh, no, we've lost you, Teresa. I hope that means she's en route from the Lodi area to bring me cookies. That would be great. Nate, see if we can get Teresa back on the line. I thought I heard the promise of cookies down, but let's talk about the beautiful people coming to support Donald Trump at the non-Trump supportive debate, because Trump ain't going. There'll be no cookies for Trump at the debate, Dom. Although former President Donald Trump stated publicly on his social media platform, Truthy Social, he won't be attending the debates. And in, that's written with an S, Dom, that presumes, as you have been mentioning, any of them. But that's always subject to change, right?
Yes.
Some of his loyal Republican allies will be in attendance at the first GOP presidential primary debate in Milwaukee on Wednesday. The beautiful people, you would call them, Dom. Luminaries like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Matt Gaetz. Now, he was recently under investigation, but apparently his wingman, that Joel Greenberg guy, didn't turn out to be a reliable witness for the prosecution. So somehow, apparently, Congressman Gaetz will flee prosecution. Byron Donalds.
I believe there may be an ethics investigation in Congress, Curtis. So, you know, there's that.
Byron Donalds. Apparently, he's the black Republican congressman. And then Kari Lake, the TV personality turned election denier, turned failed gubernatorial candidate, turned wannabe Trump VP, right? Because that's how it works. They're all coming because they want to stay close to Trump, even though Trump's not going to be there. They got to come and stand up for Trump. Well, Dom, NBC News reported today, or I guess it was Thursday. Today is only like Tuesday, right? That must be last Thursday. That at least three of Trump's strongest supporters in Congress will be in Milwaukee for the debate. Georgia Rep. Marjorie Taylor, three-toed green. Florida Rep. Matt Tuition Gaetz. And Byron Donalds, don't have any things to say about him at this point, are expected to be in town. Now, Dom, Green supported attempts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential and supports Trump's claims the election was stolen. Trump's campaign hasn't announced whether Green is on their list of potential running mates, but Green said it'd be an honor if she was asked to be Trump's running mate in something she would consider very, very heavily. She's considering it, Dom, even though she hadn't been asked. Gaetz is a known Trump ally, but was also a top campaign advisor to Ron DeSantis. Oh, no loyalty, Dom. Another 2024 Republican presidential candidate during DeSantis' successful 2018 campaign for governor. looks like Gates is going to have to choose, Dom. In 2018, Gates was one of 18 House Republicans who voted to nominate Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize for his role in peace talks with North Korea. So he's a big fan, you would say, Dom. And like Green, Gates believed fraud in the 2020 presidential election caused Trump's loss. Gates and Green were two of the 21 House Republicans who voted against giving the Congressional Gold Medal to police officers who helped defend the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
Back the badge, thin blue line.
In August of 2021, Gates co-sponsored a resolution by Green to impeach Joe Biden. And Green announced Monday that she and Gates will host a post-debate analysis at 10 p.m. Wednesday on Right Side Broadcasting Network on Rumble. They'll be on the Rumble, Dom.
They're going to have to go to Rumble, Crudy, because they're not going to the spin room. The Hill's reporting former President Trump's decision to skip Wednesday's Republican primary debate in Milwaukee means his surrogates will not receive credentials to the spin room through Fox News, the network hosting the event. In a memo obtained by The Hill on Tuesday, the network informed the campaigns that only surrogates of candidates who attend the debate will receive a credential through the outlet to the spin room, where allies and supporters of candidates go to lobby media outlets for favorable coverage and blast their political enemies. Of course, Trump announced he was not going to go. Former president has separately complained about the coverage he received on Fox News and instead is going to sit for an interview with Tucker Carlson. He said he's going to be very busy, he truthied out today. The memo from Fox News noted any surrogates from a non-participating campaign or candidate is welcome to the spin room or media role as a guest of one of the media organizations with positions in those locations using one of their credentials. On Monday, Donald Trump Jr. said he planned to travel to Wisconsin to serve as a surrogate for his father, marking one of the first times the former president's sons has appeared out on the campaign trail in support of his father's 2024 bid.
Oh, Don Jr.'s on coke.
And just so you wonder, who was that saying Don Jr.'s on? Play it again, just in case you missed it.
Oh, Don Jr.'s on coke.
That's Don Jr. saying Don Jr.'s on coke. Might be taking him out of context, but maybe.
I mean, probably. Maybe. Probably. Probably.
What about the media stars, Tom? I see that senior consultant to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, will be in Milwaukee as part of the Fox News commentation team, America's Newsroom program. So we got Kellyanne and her alternative facts. Following debate, longtime news host Sean Hannity and guests will present post-debate analysis from Milwaukee at 10 p.m. on Hannity, the Fox release dates. So Hannity's coming to town. Who else, Dom? Who else? The DNC chairman, Jamie Harrison, will be in town. Now, tomorrow morning, I'm going to be in town. I'm coming to town early. I'll be up bright and early because I'm coming to join my friend Earl Ingram for his show that plays out on WAUK and WRJN and WGBW. And so me and Earl are going down to the SEIU event tomorrow morning. That's sort of a counter protest to the Republican debate happening in town there. In my understanding, Earl's going to have Mandela Barnes, former lieutenant governor of the state of Wisconsin and senatorial candidate. Mandela Barnes about 8:15 tomorrow morning. And then Jamie Harrison, the DNC chairman, Jamie Harrison, is going to appear on the Earl Ingram show about 9:30. Now, Dom, I'm going to the press conference. DNC is holding a press conference. Not only will Jamie Harrison be there, but Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway will also be there, as will Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler. So I'm going to be at the press conference, Dom. I've RSVP'd for that. Going to Earl's big show, going to the DNC press conference. And then we're doing a live show at the Roman Coin. You can join us there 4 to 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Join us live. Bring me cookies. Dom takes cookies and loose joints. And the respectable coverage, the special event coverage, right here on Civic Media 6 to 8 p.m. Rick Wilson, the Lincoln Project, joining Todd Alba, Kristen Bry. Wickler's appearing on that, as is Charles Franklin and other luminaries like Bill McCoshin. You'll want to watch.
Or Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. You'll find complete coverage of the first Republican presidential debate all day on your local Civic Media radio station.
All the show hosts will be broadcasting from the Deer District in Milwaukee. Listen live starting at 8 a.m. Then join Todd Alba and Kristen Bry at 6 as they talk with state and national political experts.
Special live coverage of the Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee all day, Wednesday, August 23rd on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.